Friday, the 29th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News. Further flood alerts have been issued for the River Ouse. Bridges in Oakley, Felmersham, Radwell and Harold are expected to be closed or become inaccessible, along with any low-lying footpaths and roads in those areas. These alerts follow on from recent Christmas flooding, which is still being cleaned up. Extensive rainfall in the area on already saturated ground also means the days after the flooding, the water levels will still be very high. Recently, the Environment Agency said they wanted to gather information on previous floods to work out what actions they could take and help reduce future problems. Possible works include clearing blockages, but this work has yet to be completed. Voters have been encouraged to use postal ballots for the Police and Crime Commissioner elections in May, which cover all three local authorities in Bedfordshire. Registering for a postal vote is simple and easy. Check the show notes for a link. A magistrate court has issued a fine of over £2,000 for Anil Kalan, who was formerly trading as the Grand Villa restaurant on Bromham Road in Bedford. He was found guilty of failing to dispose of commercial waste correctly and refused to pay a penalty charge notice. These were handed out in January 2019 after waste began to build up at the property. Local MP Richard Fuller has welcomed a new traineeship employer inventive programme which offers over £1,000 cash bonus for employees. The new scheme will help young people get a job or an apprenticeship. Further details are in the show notes. That's it for this week. I'll be back Monday with your Bedford News updates.